just going cuckoo. See, the irony is that they're not going slow at all. It's barely a ride. What a stupid hobby. I think that's Aaron. We make fun of GoPro, but where would we be without it as far as opening videos are concerned? Oh, unfortunately, many, many Southerners died in the making of that video.
These compilation videos.
I like it when you're curious, like a cat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Does someone send in all these like videos of fails, or is it someone who's an enthusiast who like it's them failing?
I don't know who actually does.
Or they just found all the videos on YouTube, stole them, and created their own video. Garrett's nodding his head. Garrett does that a lot.
Maybe Garrett should stop nodding his head.
Garrett does belly button compilations.
Shmay these schmeeple.
You missed the best go-kart video, though, of all time.
You're going to have to give it to me.
Oh, is this like a... No, what is this? Are these children?
No, that's Gary Oldman playing the dwarf. Oh, that was Garrett at age 10. I love that kid.
Wait, did the kid pass out? Like, what the fuck happened?
It didn't lead to this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. I think I saw that pharmacy on In Hot Water. Oh, wow.
Yes, I thought of ice skating when I saw it.
That is absolutely what you would do as a child at a go-kart rink, or now.
Do you think the kid was pissed? Like, yo, ref, I'm just trying to show off here.
Yeah, no kidding. He wasn't having a seizure. There's no epilepsy in that kid's game.
Wow.
He was just having a little fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, wonderful. God, what a wonderful way to start the morning. Also, I don't think people are aware, but we have a new sponsor, Kids R Us. Joanne is sporting their rainbow line. I repeat, okay. Kids R Us, their rainbow line for 12 and under. 12 and under
style.
Clothing.
It's like, whoa, 80s day glow.
And rainbow. And also pedophiles. You should follow our show.
Why is it that every time I wear something that you find slightly immature, you automatically
slightly?
Go to the 12-year-old in pedophilia. On opening day last year for baseball,
oh,
there
God.
I am wearing a baseball hat, which you can wear at any age.
No, not the way you wear it. This is my impression of Joanne wearing anything Yankees. Go baseball! Peanuts! Too young for beer!
I became a Jewish mother? Like,
no, you became more infantile than you normally are. I know Joshua McCarroll, who's on today, appreciates the rainbow, but I still say that this is an infantile look that you are sporting today.
This isn't a gay pride rainbow.
No, this is Michael Jackson awareness rainbow is what this is.
Skinnier.
Yes. It's adorable. Concerning... but adorable.
If you'd like to get your own rainbow sweatshirt, go visit Old Navy. They're on sale for $15. It's really comfortable.
Don't throw Old Navy into this. Just go to neverland.org, hit the 12 and under button. 12 and under button, the only button on neverland.org, and all things Joanne will appear in front
of
you.
I don't condone this.
But remember, little girls, you're always safe with Michael. Little boys, not so much.
I'm going to continue to wear sweatshirts like this and baseball caps to just repel you even further away from me.
The good news is John is currently lactating, so you'll still be able to have your precious, precious milk, you lady baby.
I don't like milk. I drink almond milk.
You do seem lactose intolerant. You know other things you're intolerant of? Black people.
It just makes my stomach makes noises. Notice how I didn't deny that.
yeah, what the fuck?
That's not true.
What a horrible person. Your stomach makes noises when you drink milk?
Yes. So, you know, it's like, you know. You know.
No, I don't know. I want to hear an actual impression of what your intestines sound like on the lactose.
I get what I will call inside farts. You know what I'm talking about. It's like, I'm not actually... Yes. Where you're like, this could blow at any second. I don't really know what's going on. Am I hungry? Am I going to die? I don't know.
Or are you going to put the die in diarrhea? Yeah. All of those things we're not sure of, but that sound is a warning. And that's how you keep me away from you right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That is I think for the rest of the show, we're going to have to go to both Joe and Joe's stomach for comments.
For 5 hours. Stories.
What? Sometimes that happens. And you're like, what did I eat?
But no, it's you ingesting cow's milk. You know, we're one of the few animals that drinks other animals' milk. I think you actually told me that.
Or after being a baby, we continue to drink milk. And it's milk of a different species, but like past childhood, past, you know, breastfeeding or whatever, we continue to consume dairy.
Wait, I still have my mom's milk. Are you saying that that's something that's supposed to be stopped after five or 6 years old?
I really hope your mother is listening, so she's going to give you a call later and be like, that's disgusting.
I was, of course, kidding, and she better not be because this is a very offensive program. How are you? How was wait, you didn't have acting class. You had something.
No, I had a bar meeting.
Oh, congratulations.
And I went out with some of the bartenders afterwards for margaritas, which is so fun. Talking shit is like one of the most fun things to do.
I believe that about you.
It is like, especially work shit, like talking work shit. And also, I was with three guys. Two of them are gay, one is black, and one is Asian. And I was like, looking at our group, and I was like, this is a great model of diversity. See, guys, I have a black friend, I have an Asian friend, I have gay friends.
And she's wearing a child-sized rainbow shirt, you guys. She is progressive.
But I was thinking about this. I really enjoy spending time with them.
You don't like
and
people.
And I wondered if sometimes I like spending time with guys more than girls. And I'm not saying that as one of those girls who's like, I'm such a guy's guy. I hang out with guys. Fuck the late. I like sports. No, I hang out with gay men and diversity people.
So girls with a penis is what you're saying you're into.
No. Oh, God, Bill, get your fucking letters right. That's a T for trans. I'm talking the G for gay.
Guys, can we look up what letters mean?
Thank you. But, I should just put that on my sweatshirt. I'll be obsessed with it.
So you don't like hanging out with hetero dudes?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then you do like hanging out with me.
Yeah, there you go.
Set yourself up. Preemptive strike.
It's just fun when, especially if you're together, and I'm sure anyone who has a job has been in this boat. When you bitch with your coworkers about management.
Sure.
And then there's also that one person in the office who you all hate, and you all just get to vent about it. It's so good.
It's called the theory of the common enemy, my dear.
It's like a therapy session.
People together. Yeah.
It's like Bill here.
I was going to say, when you guys go out for your steak dinners without us, do you talk about me well and Bill not well?
Exactly.
There you go. There you go.
I like the fact
it's
that
pretty
that
much mostly
convincing.
About Joanne, just how awesome she is.
Yeah. You guys.
By the way, you notice he didn't make eye contact
I
when
believe
he said
it.
That. Well, you'll believe
it's
it.
Okay, I believe it. But yeah, no, it was a fun night.
Can you give me an idea of who you were speaking of? Obviously, without naming their name, although I doubt their subscriber.
Nope.
Who was the common enemy?
My manager said he might start listening. And
are
I
you
said,
serious?
I
why did you tell him you did this?
I don't know if you want to. But we actually weren't talking about him. It was someone else.
I can't believe that you told them that you do this.
Yeah, it came up because my manager Googled me.
Oh. Oh, but by the way, yeah, that wait, is the manager gay? Otherwise, that could be a problem.
No, he's married.
Oh, the plot thickens.
No, and now it's just like, oh, Joanne, you're famous. You're famous. I'm like, if I were, I wouldn't have to work here.
What kind of fame involves giving someone a buyback?
Totally.
I wonder, do you give autographs with your many margaritas that you serve people at the bar that will not be named?
No. Although there were two odd instances where someone asked for a photo.
While you were working?
Yeah. And I was like, can I come in front of the bar so people don't think I work here?
Oh, it sucks. What do they recognize you from? Fox News?
Yeah.
Yeah. They weren't beauty pageant fans?
No.
No.
Those are harder to
find in a bar.
I guess so. Yeah. Also, there's only like one in every state. So, like, you know,
yeah,
there's one a year in every state. So the odds of kind of running in are slim.
The only time I ever get recognized from goddamn.
The internet password 123 or 1234.
It depends on which.
We're actually live right now. And
it depends which one you're using. Which one are you using?
For more information, go on to GinoPretendingHeKnowsHowToCount.org.
Your gay friend is trying to look at porn.
Mm.
You mind?
Oh, nice.
I don't see gay. I only see friend. I am. What a lovely yellow sweatshirt. Or are you talking about Joshua?
See German art films.
Wow. I haven't even had my cup of coffee yet, and yet that loud Italian voice is more
Gina
caffeine
was
than
telling
I
need. Me he had the runs last night.
Aww!
It was four!
Oh, wait, no, you had the runs last night, though, yes?
Oh,
or were you running and training for your fight?
I had a Panera oven toasted sandwich.
Stop it.
Stop putting on airs. By the way, for people that know what a mic is, he said he had a Panera sandwich. Oh, I thought you were going to take my whiskey, you fucking asshole.
Hitler?
Oh, boy.
No, you're Mussolini. No, you're Italian facts.
Mussolini sounds like muesli.
And he's
one
just
of my other favorite breakfast foods.
Well, muesli is bad on the stomach, and Mussolini was gutted via the stomach when he was executed by his fellow Italians.
Way to nicely tie that together.
Like an underage rainbow. What are you up to tonight?
Hanging out with my sister and some friends. Mm. I'm just wildly popular this week.
Yes. Although I would kind of say that sisters are sort of obligated to hang out with other sisters, so I don't necessarily know if it means you're popular.
No, I have like
or
a
she
cool
feels
sister.
Sorry for
like,
you.
We actually like each other and hang out together a lot.
I met your sister once. I very much liked her way more than you.
Oh, she felt the same.
I'll take that as absolutely convincing. What are you guys doing for Sisters Night?
I'm not sure yet. Also, why would I announce my plans to all of these fools? Love you guys.
Give me the time and the zip code and the cross street of where you'll be and what you'll be doing.
No.
Is she going to be wearing something vaguely 10 years old related?
I mean, she likes athleisure.
Brought to you by Old Navy. I don't know what athleisure is.
It looks like you're going to work out, but you're not.
Oh my God. That is like all the moms in the suburbs I grew up in. That's
yep. Yep.
So she'll just wear that to the bar, but
probably
not actually work out.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did yesterday. I wore workout clothes to the bar meeting, hoping I would go to the gym after.
Instead, you get drunk.
Nope. Instead, I did about 20 squats, and then I got margaritas.
Well, you earned those margaritas.
Yeah.
Well, good for you guys for sitting around and bitching about somebody that could not defend themselves.
Right? It's the best, because then you're always right.
Well, yeah. Again, if you're a coward and won't do it in front of their face. That's why when you talk shit about me and I'm not there, it's not fair.
Do I talk shit? I do talk shit about you, but it's
do
stuff,
you?
It's stuff I would tell you to your face.
You never tell anything to my face. You never even make eye contact with me.
I mean, I try
Watch.
Not to. Bill?
See?
Bill?
That's actually a little miracle worker there. You okay. Could play Helen Keller.
I could play a blind person, or I couldn't, because that would be unfair to actual blind people.
If Gary Oldman's taught us anything, he has taught us that.
Wait, there is a new show coming out about a blind girl. Isn't there, Garrett?
This is going to be problematic.
Did we show the previews on this? It's or maybe it's a movie, but I think it's a TV show.
In the Dark?
And she's blind.
Please tell me that's accurate.
Trying to like solve a murder, or she's trying to like solve a crime or something, but she can't see, or she's lost her memory. This.
No.
Yeah, what is this?
She's faking it, isn't she?
The line again, Murphy.
Did I? Well, I'm sorry. Well, since I'm here, maybe you can ring me up.
You know, you really should buy condoms, girl.
Bad for the environment. We all got to do our part, right?
I raise my feet, I miss a beat. Actually, I kind
of
like this.
A CW show. How weird.
Maybe Murphy can be the face of this company.
Oh, that's a great idea.
She doesn't do anything except eat candy bars and take naps.
I think blacking out would be a little easier when you're blind.
You're not really blind, right?
She is.
Why don't you look blind?
Oh my God, this is the Brian McCarthy story.
Stupid. I didn't know your dog was in here.
You're just like a stalker.
How does it feel to not care about anyone but yourself?
Go.
She's in the middle of a crisis.
Does it look like I have my life together? So watch it!
I wish I didn't like sex so much.
I think I know what you do.
Oh, yeah?
It's like the only time that you don't have to feel blind.
Guess who?
I kind of like this.
Burning a hole in my ass.
I haven't been able to take my mind off you.
Porn has made all dudes a little kinky.
I think I might be in.
One sec. Oh, I feel like I canceled and I wanted to surprise you.
It's nice to see you again, Murphy.
This is a glass table, isn't it?
Yeah. Hold on
to me. Hi, Sam. Where are you, dude? We'll run
up the stairs. I think that's roughly the area where Jussie Smollett was attacked.
Okay, so we can end it now. So then, you know, she's trying to like figure out what happened, but she's blind, but she's using her dog, you know, whatever. But I'm curious who this actress is and if she's actually blind in real life.
Absolutely not.
Because where's the outrage over them not hiring, you know?
If we're nothing if not a vessel for creating more outrage with
there
every
isn't
episode.
Enough in the world. I've said this
and
multiple times.
You're absolutely right. You know what that reminds me of? Did you ever see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah. Why do you say it like that? Of course I have.
I don't know. Sometimes you don't see things because you're trying to create awareness for blind people. But I think it was in the movie or the follow-up, which was Get Him to the Greek. That's a very underrated comedy. But the girl that plays Sarah Marshall, Kristen
Bell?
Bell, yeah. He watches a preview of her new show because she plays an actress, and it was Blind Justice. And it was her being a hard-hitting lawyer. But you know what? She can't see. You know what else can't see? Justice. It's true. Look at the statue.
That's really funny.
Yeah, and he's on the plane. I think it's the sequel. It's Get Him to the Greek, and he's on the plane with Jonah Hill, and he's kind of like in a heroin stupor. He looks up, he's like, oh, I think I used to date her. And she's just doing her Blind Justice thing.
Nice.
Preview for the show. But that one actually looks less shitty. I might actually check that out. You know why?
Have we found out if she's
blind?
She
likes the sex.
She is not blind.
Wow.
But they immediately looked all over for blind people, went to 29 different organizations for the blind, and they saw many auditions. And ultimately we went with Perry because she was the best actor for the role in a really exciting way.
That is fucking amazing.
Like, she's better at playing a blind person than blind people is what they're saying.
Yes.
Apparently. Wow. It's called acting.
Hey, guys, she went
this.
To the props department and got a cane on her first day of pre-production. And she went around her apartment for weeks doing cane work.
Cane work. Oh, my God. It's also called getting punished in South Korea. Cane work. That's fucking amazing.
I do wonder if somehow she's perpetuating maybe some sort of accident on herself. Like, she's encouraging blindness to come to her. Do you know what I mean? Because
in a karma way?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, does it say, did she do the classic method thing of, like, walking around her neighborhood and stuff, like, with blindfold
I think
on
in her apartment, she just closed her eyes and used her cane.
But is that really going 100% in? I wanted to see her in the neighborhood. I want to see her crossing streets. I want to see her try to buy things. No eyes, using the cane. knocking shit over willy-nilly.
Never use a cane like that.
Well, you would know. You would learn that through happenstance by learning how to act as a blind person. You act blind right now. Let's see how good of an actress you are.
Oh.
I said blind, not drunk.
Oh, what happened? Where?
You just look like you're 5 margaritas in and talking shit about the boss. No! That's my life! Well, there's so many dents on that. That was really good.
I feel like that was offensive.
Yeah, it really was. So much for you, possible.
My grandfather went blind later in life from diabetes.
Stop bragging.
So I feel like I deserve the role more than this girl. At least I knew a blind person.
Well, maybe you could play her blind best friend. You look more bitter than she is.
It says they even hired a blind actress in another role. Like, why not for the blind role?
It's almost the equivalent of Peter Dinklage not having the lead role in a dwarf movie.
A blind person playing a seeing-eyed person?
No, hopefully.
That would be amazing.
And they hired, like, a blind correspondent or whatever.
Oh,
or,
wow.
You know, someone,
like an aide.
Yeah, behind the scenes to tell you how to act more blind.
Oh, man.
She needs a deaf sidekick. And together they make one normal person.
Yeah. Wasn't that a movie?
Huh? Yeah, with Gene
Richard
Wilder
Pryor?
Richard Pryor. It was like way after their peak. They're like, all right, we did a train movie. We'll just do Deaf and Dumb. I think, was that the name of it? Deaf and Dumb? No.
I thought it was like Hear No Evil or something.
See No Evil, yes, exactly. Oh, God. What a think piece. Anything else you would like to get to before we get to our lovely guest? We got a first timer here.
No, let's bring him in.
Okay, can you say it with a little more enthusiasm?
Let's bring him in.
All right, now say it with a British accent.
Let's bring him in.
Now say it with an Irish accent.
Let's bring him in.
Now say it without the slur in your voice when you do it in an Irish accent.
Let's bring him in.
God, it gets worse and worse. First time guest alert, guys. Mallory Bryant. She is hosting the Happy Hour Comedy Show every Saturday and Sunday at the Grizzly Pear Comedy Club in the West Village. I have been there. I love it. Chris Freed, now a Comedy Cellar regular. I'd like to think that it was all because of Mornin.
I like to think so.
And unfortunately, our homosexual strategist is back. We haven't used that graphic in a while. Do we still have it? Joshua McCarroll, he's a former producer and on-air talent at Fox News.
Guys.
And he currently just sucks. Guys.
There it is.
Yay.
Yay.
Wait, what exact math problem were you working on in that chalkboard there? I mean, I know
there was a doozy. It was a doozy. I'm not sure I ever solved it.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful mind. What a beautiful mind.
It matches your shirt. Look at that. Oh, yeah. That's cute.
So, but, yes.
Very happy shirt for you.
This is not the gay pride rainbow. This is just a rainbow, right? Mm-hmm.
Wow, well, someone's a homophobe.
No,
Jesus fucking
really?
Christ.
It doesn't have the primary colors.
Oh, do you know, like, rainbow. The original one, rainbow flag, had, like, 1,000 colors in it.
Oh, like and Joseph's amazing Technicolor dream.
And then
coat?
They reduce it. Actually, that might be the real gay one because it has the teal.
The real gay one.
Yeah.
I'm nothing if not authentic.
Aren't you, though? Okay.
Well, you need a new graphic that just says 100% real.
Maybe it's just faded from just, you know.
No, it's new. Up. I got it at Old Navy.
Okay. Okay. Cute.
She looks
I'm all
like
about
a
budget sweatshirt.
Brown Christmas.
I love their threads.
She's in the background dancing. Like, you're not even a mainstay of the Peanuts. Like, you're just sort of in the background.
You say Peanuts weird.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I just meet
very
you accidentally?
Very close to penis.
Shit. Gina
should
will
be
get
a new
closer.
Navy.
Huh?
There should be a new Navy. Mm. Is that the old Navy?
Mm. I hate you.
Yeah.
Just thinking.
You guys, thank you so much for coming. Joshua notwithstanding.
Oh.
As usual.
Bill, that's a really nice coat. I feel like you don't wear as nice coats sometimes. And that's a very cute one.
I dressed up for you. I'm just kidding. Thank Colin Quinn's so coming later on. And I
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Him. I would never do this for you guys. but.
Jamesies.
Oh, you're wearing your good sneakers.
They've got holes in them. I'm adorably homeless. I, as usual, because I'm a good host as opposed to a bad host, asked you guys if there was anything that you wanted to discuss. I would have asked Chris, but he was not here yet. Not to put a spotlight on your overall tardiness. I did speak with Joshua beforehand, and you enjoyed the bad habit story.
Did
it
I
really
just...
is a story. I was very disappointed by it. I did not get a lot of advice.
Mm.
Basically, whenever we're in a rut story-wise, I go to good old Psychology Today, and they always give me some bullshit. Nice. This one's called, Why Is It So Hard to Change Bad Habits? And the summation seems to be, it just is. They offered nothing if not...
Life horrible, is hard.
Yeah, they offered nothing if not horrible advice. The one little bit that I took from it, aside from a lot of Pavlov's dog type bullshit, was that A, you could go to a toolkit on 21-day habit reset challenge to learn how to change all the bad habits in your life. I feel like this might have just been an ad. And they also isolated two factors that effectively help people achieve their behavior change. And it's the it's incentives and accountability. Mm. If you are held accountable to someone else, I listen to you. That's your bad habit, being condescending. If you are held accountable to someone else by committing to someone that you will achieve a goal, then your chance of success is 95%. I find that to be suspect. Joshua, what were your thoughts on this?
I'm gonna hear after.
Well,
again, I think
I had a ton of bad habits. I know. I used to
guys, can we edit that out?
Drink too much, watch a lot of TV,
Joanne.
Sleep more.
Joanne.
You know how I kicked it? Oh. Meth. No more bad habits.
It's just one PSA after another on
this
show.
No, those
really
then
is.
Become good habits. You're like, why can't you just do the normal thing, like sleeping in late?
I'm up all the time. I'm busy, busy, busy. Things are
rewiring
organized.
A toaster for the 15th
busy,
time.
Busy, busy, clean, everything.
Oh, God.
No, I really took offense to the accountability bullshit. Because what happens is, like, they tell you to, like, I don't know, chart your progress on social media and all that crap. Ugh. But then what happens is you become addicted to validation. Mm. You want everyone to like your crap, like, I don't know, not drinking or something.
Never had that problem.
Yeah. And then if you don't have likes or you don't have the like that you want, what do? You go shoot up. It's a problem.
It's amazing that Facebook addiction immediately goes to crystal meth, is what you're saying.
All of it.
The more
it all leads back down that
Joe.
Glorious crystal highway.
Even though Joshua is now recruiting new users, Mallory, I do think he has a weird point as far as the validation. And God, what a fucking terrible human being.
Yeah.
I think that whole, I think that the validation one gets online is in of itself a bad habit. Yeah. And I'm Captain Bold Statements. Nice to meet you. What did you think of this?
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you to a certain extent. Definitely crystal meth can heal.
Great. Yeah.
It can heal. It can definitely work.
We're both very skinny.
Thank you so much,
Bill.
Wear this sweater, so you can see. Sorry, Chris.
Like this is a
you're the tubbo on the panel.
Right now.
Yeah. No compliment on my... never mind. Go on.
You're buff, dude. Oh, we got to get to that, by the way. I have your wrestling footage. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. In all seriousness, so I think I was surprised they didn't mention meditation because that's like such a clear.
Oh, yeah.
Such a clear, just like, you know, thing that can help so many different people. But I'm with you on the sense that I don't think it's about posting on social media. I don't think you're going to actually make a habit change if you're constantly posting on social media because then it just becomes another addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you become annoying as fuck.
Is the going thought that if you post it on social media, then other people see that you're trying to do it and it gives you more of an incentive to do it?
Because they're like, great, you're doing good. And you think you're accountable.
But at the end of the day, I don't think it works. I feel like if you're really going to try to do something different in your life, you have to do it on your own first. Don't tell people about it. And then they're going to come into your life and be like, what are you doing different? I want to know.
Your skin looks great.
Your skin looks great. And then you can be like, oh my God, let me tell you about it. I've been taking cold showers. You're welcome.
By the way, that's an uncanny Joshua impression. And one thing that's not great for skin, crystal meth. I don't want everyone to think that it's the cure-all. Chris, you have got it together for the most part. What did you think of this bad habit thought?
Well, I was going to say, I think social media in general just whether you're addicted to it before all of this shenanigans, or I just think people, whatever they're addicted to, usually they use social media to just keep their addiction going. Mm-hmm. Like people that are really into whatever, you know, weed or something, then they're everything they're posting is like where it's becoming legal and where, you know, everything. So either way, you're just social media is annoying in general, and it's addiction after addiction.
And no one's quitting it. I mean, you hear every once in a while people say, oh, I've gotten rid of my Facebook account or something.
I deactivated
like that,
my Facebook.
I know. I was very impressed by that. I have not. I try not to go on Facebook, but I still have an account. So.
And then also, I say I hate it, and then I say that everyone should like start quitting. And then when I notice that someone isn't on it that I want to stalk for a second, I get pissed that they're not on it.
Right.
So,
well, but I think
you're like, why hasn't this
dinosaur
ex from 10 years ago posted on Instagram?
Yeah, or it's like they recently got married and deleted all of their like former photos, like when they're with other dates and stuff.
That's interesting.
And then I get pissed because I want to go back and look, you know. So.
Well, but also, like, I think if you're in the world of comedy, though, the excuse would be that you kind of need it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, is Facebook help as far as
my excuse?
Yeah.
My issue with this study is the fact that we have labeled something a bad habit.
Like what?
Like, why is it bad? Just like with food.
Who are you?
No, but
are we talking about meth specifically?
No, but just like.
You're feeding a Sally Jesse Raphael.
I am eating this up right now.
Josh,
let her finish.
Understand. Just like with foods. This is a bad food. This is a good food. Mm-hmm. No, it's food. Habits are habits. By placing the word bad on it, we are then focusing so much energy onto changing that. And what we don't realize is we're then just putting all that energy into something else. And I think that the real problem is ritualizations. For example, I knew someone who had a drinking problem. She quit. She quit, but then replaced every night. She has to have a bag of peanut M&Ms and she'll like count them out.
No.
And I'm
that's
like,
replacing habits, yeah.
That is, you are replacing the one thing with another thing. You look forward to those peanut M&Ms every night. If you don't get them at night, I just feel like that's the troubling thing to me.
Right.
That you rely so heavily on your happiness or your routine, it being in something that if that gets thrown off, what happens to
but
you?
But is not replacing a bad habit with a less bad habit, God, my grammar is amusing. Is that not in of itself a good thing? I mean, sure, peanut M&Ms aren't great for you, but
again, it's all relative.
It's not a good thing, Bill. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe, yeah,
that's
maybe
your
relative.
For the show. Not a good thing, but
relative
it's a
is a better bubble to put this in because something could be good for someone and bad for another.
If you have a peanut allergy,
you're saying bad.
Peanut M&Ms are not.
They're not going to.
There
help.
You go. See, that would be a bad habit that you keep almost dying every day.
Yeah.
Joshua, you've allegedly quit meth. What did you do to replace that crippling addiction?
Well, you know, you can't spell habit without it. Just going to let you know that.
That is not a saying.
Yes, it is. All right? Pearls right there, all over your face.
That is a euphemism.
You know, they say exercise is good.
I can see that.
I like to tan. Or just hang out in the steam room, you know, see what's going on.
That sounds like a habit to me. You have read those warnings on the steam rooms at the New York Sports Club, have you not? No inappropriate activity.
Equinox. Sheequinox, Bill. Ooh. Jesus.
More like Hequinox.
Not a month.
Mallory, what have you successfully quit? Or have you not quit anything?
Well, one of the things I was going to mention is not to be like super weirdo, but I'm super into talking about the third eye and the glandular system.
I have many friends that are like,
yeah, so I'm a little, you're into it a little bit. So what's in charge of actual habits is the hypothalamus, which is in the center of the brain. So when you exercise, when you do things that are, for instance, like running or whatever you do at the gym, you're going in the sauna. Sharing. If you can activate your third eye, which then connects to the hypothalamus, the pineal gland, that's actually what helps to change.
Because it's memory.
Habit.
Right?
It's memory. It's their neuron patterns that we get stuck in. Huh. And then we can't change them.
In this article.
Yeah, that's why I was shocked. There was nothing in there. I was like, this is clearly like
bullshit.
You know what? I go on Psychology Today when there's just too much Jussie Smollett shit out there or something. Like, you mix it up.
But what's beautiful about the idea of if you work from this point, if you work with actually meditation and changing the mind, it doesn't become white knuckling, and you don't necessarily have to replace an alcoholism with peanut M&Ms. You can just shift to things that are actually more healthy for your truth, your authenticity.
I like it so much better than anything that was
is
in
that
this.
Is that why Paris Hilton, was it Paris Hilton?
Did she have a thing here?
Or was it Nicole Richie? I feel like one of them used to just like,
wake it up that way.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's a thing. A lot of YouTubers will say, like, if you want to work your third eye, just like tap it. That's a thing. People talk about it.
I'm working that third on eye,
activating
Bill.
My third leg more often. And
Samesies.
Very highly of yourself.
Samesies.
I end up white knuckling myself more than I should. But.
I do hate when you activate that publicly. We really do need to talk about this. Before we get to...
By the way, I'm literally a psychology master. And I've never
at
heard
Harvard,
any of that.
No less.
And you know way more than anything I've ever learned. So.
You just went there for the degree, much like certain people at Fuller House. Joe, before we get to our next story, Chris Freed, our own Chris Freed, engaged in a little wrestling recently.
What?
Yeah. To be fair, this wasn't recent, but I mean, sort
of. You know what? The world was created billions of years ago. Take a look at this.
Yes, this was local comedy show in Pennsylvania that I went and I trained with some wrestlers at the Wild Samoans.
You used to be a lot more jacked.
No, that's actually, this was before I ever tried to go to the gym at all.
Really?
And anyway,
oh
I developed.
God, actually, you're pretty good.
I developed a feud with this strong gentleman, and it culminated to.
Feud.
Fucking?
Yeah, and then, to this match. The crowd here.
That's fucking.
Wow.
That's actually really impressive.
Where do I sign up?
It was very fun.
Start coming up with wrestling.
This is kind of like the beginning parts where we're just like doing whatever the fuck.
Wow.
And then I break a table at some point.
Oh, wow.
It, this is the end of it.
I'm more interested in your leg warmers for your arms.
Here, go to the middle somewhere where I ruin the furniture.
Yeah.
You need to keep those muscles warm.
I like that they
looks really. Oh God, wasn't planned.
This is a fun one right here. Yeah, I heard a lung on this one.
Actually, I'm very impressed. Oh Jesus! Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it was a good time.
No, that was really goddamn dangerous.
Was he supposed to catch you?
He was supposed to break my fall somewhat, but did not.
What the hell happened at Don Jameson's?
They have a mat there.
Your nose looks like...
You know, mostly just wood and a bunch of...
Wow.
That...
Hey,
wow.
It was my pro wrestling
debut. I
want to
say, I watched 2 seasons of GLOW. They have 2 seasons?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why did you go out for GLOW?
You were just as good as the ladies.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Not character-wise. I didn't do
the
any...
The same amount of camel toe, I noticed as well.
I wasn't cutting promos or doing any, like 1980s yelling at people.
How long does it take to actually learn how to do that without hurting yourself? Or did you hurt yourself?
I mean, it hurts.
It looks like
you
it hurts.
You just have to not... I don't know. Like, you just have to get used to landing flat. I suppose. But see, I grew up with a friend's trampoline where we're really good at backflips and stuff. So I was good at landing flat, but I wasn't used to it hurting. So that it literally hurts every single time. Like, I don't know how they do it on a yearly basis.
All I picture is a prepubescent Chris on a trampoline, just up and down, squealing, having a live long.
Don't
day.
You always do that, though?
Well, what is it? Nikki Bella of the Bella Twins that show, what is it called? Diva Bella.
Total Bellas.
Total Bellas.
Yeah.
She just retired and because she said, I feel like I'm just getting too old. But it takes a toll on the body. That makes sense.
Yeah, because now there's more, like, everyone's going out with concussions. Like, there's more health regulations involved.
CTE.
Yeah. It used to be just no one cared and there were steroids and... But,
Did you want it? Like, that's like stunt work. Was that, like, one of your dreams at some point in your life?
I mean... I never like really tried to be a wrestler or anything, but I was always like a fan. So I my friends would be on the trampoline and whatever. But no, I would like to do that kind of stuff, but I never like got into it where I was training or anything.
You get a boner?
Probably at some point.
I thought so.
We showered.
There's all kinds of videos of wrestlers and getting boners. I've seen them.
Oh, wait. Speaking of boners.
Oh, yes. You had the best segues. Oh, yeah. Look at her go.
I don't even know if you actually printed this out. The men cuddling?
Yes, that's
okay,
in there.
Great.
Oh, okay.
Guys, I didn't read while that. I look for this story.
Focus on me.
So we've all heard about professional cuddlers, right?
Yes.
There have been those stories out about it.
CNN did a special on it.
You know, because we are just so deprived of love and physical contact in this world. You need consent for everything, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing.
Now, Joanne,
I'm anti-consent.
I don't think we should call it good or bad, okay?
Oh, look at you.
Consent can, I don't know.
Did I miss it? Was it like up here?
I got it. Hold it. Find something else and I'll get it up.
But I mean, we can still, here we go. Got it.
That was right in front
I know. It's, in Plymouth. What state is that?
Rhode Island.
Well, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Oh, Chris, they're your people. A Montgomery County group of men is looking to help other men through the therapeutic power of cuddling. This video is shit. It's literally me reading this. You don't even have to play it. It's just a bed. We don't even see men cuddling. Such a tease.
Semen.
According to their meetup page, the men's therapeutic cuddling group's goal is to provide a safe, structured, and platonic environment for men to experience the 3 A's, acceptance, affirmation, and affection. The group, it does note that men with back or knee injuries or those suffering from obesity may find it difficult to fully participate. They have safe touch boundaries for every session of non-sexual cuddling. They must remain fully clothed and shower before meetings. They also note that most men experience some level of arousal during cuddling. It's completely normal. They're all guys. We just ignore it. There is no shame here.
No.
And to that I say, big spoon or little spoon, Joshua?
I kind of like the big spoon.
You want to be a big spoon?
Okay. Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like to get a knee in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you know what I mean.
You know more euphemisms
You know what
than
I mean.
Joshua
like, it's in the crux.
Wrap the leg crux. Around.
Oh, you do a wrap.
I'm proud you are of yourself. It's not that hard.
This study... Did they have, like, where you can sign up for this?
There's a page.
How much
do you
get paid?
By the way, I don't think it's a study. It's just a thing that's happening.
I don't think you get paid. It's like a book club, but no books and all men.
Yeah, you're just welcome to
enter any
home
get raped.
In Plymouth.
No,
it's dry raped.
What part of safe touch boundaries are you not getting, sir?
They're men. They don't pay attention to that crap.
That's true, too.
I bet you can consent to, like, you could maybe whisper a question in their ear and get the consent.
Yeah. Or it's just like, you're safe here.
You know what
you would say.
Your best impressions are that of a sexual
you know who we,
man.
You know who we have to thank for this kind of stuff?
Who?
Terrible mothers.
Interesting.
They paved the way for cuddling because you're not getting that emotional love, security growing up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to seek it from other men, strangers that are excited to see you sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, trying to, like, get in the back door.
You're not turning something salacious.
Thanks, moms.
Mallory, don't you think that this could be a really lovely, wonderful thing? Especially for men, I feel like there's this idea of, you know, we punch each other, on the arm. You know, we don't hug. We don't
wrestle.
Show emotion.
More of like a feminine energy coming out for men to be like, I want to be feminine. I want to like cry these real tears, but still be loved.
Yes.
Would you ever be attracted to a guy like that?
That's into cuddling?
She's into vaguely gay men, but she really is.
Looks-wise. Books and recreational activities like cooking and theater.
Okay.
No,
okay.
That's a choice.
Saving it for marriage, Bill.
I was talking about them with another guy, but all right.
But yeah, no, I do think I'd be a little bit creeped out if my dude wanted to cuddle with another dude.
I
feel like that'd be very...
Yeah.
Not like, well, are you on my...
If you had a dick,
what about wrestling? What about wrestling with their shirts off? Is that weird?
What if they put knee pads on their elbows and jump off ladders, what have you?
But it does seem weird, Chris. Like, most men, if they want some sort of physical connection, you go to a bar, you pick up a lady, and you have some nice consensual sex or some consensual hooking up that leads to just cuddling and then jerking off in the bathroom. But
why would you – wait, so you're saying if you
Big
were
Sally
a man,
specific? That is
would,
quite a,
you would both have sex – and then cuddle, and then also jerk off in the bathroom.
No, I was saying if you couldn't land the plane, if she's like, I'm not open, then you, you know.
I'm not open.
I'm not open.
My God.
You know,
I'm just saying, wouldn't most men go to a woman? It's interesting that there are men who are looking to other men for cuddling.
Well, I think they're suppressing some true thoughts.
It's going to happen. We're going to land that plane.
Yeah, I don't know. This. How about this? This is another thing. When I was in high school, there was a group of friends that admitted, and only, I want to say, me and like two other people thought it was weird and never participated in a house late night, maybe drinking scenario where they end up like jerking together to porn.
Yeah, totally.
I have never experienced in that. Well,
oh my God, did that all the time.
Well, I could see where that would lead to fun.
Yeah.
In your world, you can say it, Chris.
It's a building experience as a young kid.
In this scenario, I'm saying, I think maybe these are the kind of, it's people that don't want to maybe admit that they would be interested in man on man. And then they're
curious.
Like, you know what? Well, we just,
I
don't know. But
I think that there's something. Stop, like, making men pussies. Like, they don't need cuddled.
Yes.
They need to, like, be men and, like, I don't know, fix the garage door or things that they're supposed to do.
But then
not lay around in bed.
But then you don't have any
watching Vanderpump Rules.
Shut up! I just watch it for
some stranger they met at a Love's truck stop, you know, beaten off behind him in bed. You know what I'm saying?
You
be a man.
Literally, are proving your own point. I know you had a lovely mother. However, were you hugged enough as a child?
Probably not. Like, she didn't want to spill her drink, so this is like, you know, you can't. Hug mommy when she's got
a
full
martini.
Right. You know, when I grew up, it was we'd go to the country club, and it was no running,
country club,
no diving, and no salt on mommy's margaritas. Those were the rules. And you did not fuck up. Because she wasn't hugging. Especially if there's salt on the markers.
She wasn't hugging, and you ended up drugging. There is a rhyme and a reason.
Also, don't guys normally get shit for, like, not cuddling enough with a girl?
Yes.
When it's a hookup scenario, not a relationship, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A thing? Like, you don't know
and
them that
men
well.
Men are so going to help that? Laying down with men's going to, like, make them more...
No, the whole thing puzzles me, but I'm just trying to.
You know, I think though the best part about cuddling, let me know if you agree or disagree. The best part about cuddling is then when you both roll to opposite sides of the bed.
Yeah, sure.
Good night. Yeah.
When it gets too warm or something.
Okay, we got done with that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We're nice people. We tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hug of like, good job, good day. And then it's like...
And it's like butt to butt.
You get a little warm, and you turn, and you feel the cold part a little more, and then you... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You stick your foot over there to make sure they're still there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, you sleep in a king bed,
or to push them away.
Rich boy over there.
Mallory, like, does the actual... I know everyone
at the country club,
have,
we
like,
do
a more sensitive guy, someone that cuddles more, but I always think that it's one of those be careful what you wish for things.
100%.
I think that there's, like... 100%. Women say they want this stuff, but I don't necessarily think that they do. I think they like it.
100%. I think at the end of the day, like, we want a strong man, but we also want a man who is in touch to a certain degree with his feminine side.
Joshua,
the best.
I check all the
very
boxes.
Feminine. Yeah. I'll be honest.
He
checks all the boxes, and yet he's not into boxes.
Except that big box.
But I am curious, do they do it as a group? Like, are they all like, are there a bunch of beds in the room? And then
great question.
Like,
yes.
You know,
great.
Just like, you know,
oh, that's a fabulous
up.
Question.
Are they on the floor? Yoga matting it out.
Is there a website for this? How do you sign up? Let's look at it.
There's a meetup
field trip.
Page.
There's again, a meetup page.
Being that it's a meetup page.
Garrett, you signed up yesterday, I'm
Garrett.
Sure.
Garrett.
A remote.
Yeah, it's we Bill. Went to it before. There's 49 members, but you can't look at anything unless you become a member.
I'm near.
Oh. So become a member, Garrett.
Well, I'm near Plymouth, PA sometimes. I'll do a field
trip. Sign me up.
Send my next clip.
Put me in there. Just sign me up.
There's a picture here. They have like a comfy blanket on the floor.
Oh, not doing it. Oh. Never mind.
The guy has cat socks on.
No, that's what
apparently
that's what
one
it.
Of them is Stephen Avery from Making a Murderer. So you can celebrity cuddle, I guess.
That is exactly how I pictured them to be sitting.
Have we established, are they all gay or are they?
I want to know that too.
My eyes have already established that indeed they are. You know, I don't.
They take this seriously.
If a woman wants to join, is she just forbidden or what? What
yeah,
is,
it's,
I don't know. Also, of you know, all the photos for them to put up there, that's the one that they think they sell.
Yeah, get at least get a handsome guy out there. John,
oh, Bill, you sweet, sweet.
Oh, that's funny.
How dare you?
Yeah, not sold. Mm. On cut
because I was up there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Rude.
Guys, every once in a while we update a story, but it's kind of a bummer. And because this is nothing if not a think piece, we don't call them updates. We call them down dates.
Ooh.
The graphics.
She said, what goes on? Is that shirt set?
Landlord.
I like it how you're only happy when you're negative. I think that's the takeaway from this picture. You're just only happy
great.
When you're miserable. Thank you. We have been reporting on the Scary and Ginger Spice Dykoff like it was Russian collusion, guys. It's been going on all week. The latest update is that, well, first of all,
I prefer Pussy Fest. Mm. Dykoff just doesn't sound good.
TM.
Before
we get to the update, the initial thing was Scary Spice was on with Piers Morgan. And made some interesting comments. And we have since the tape has not come out, we have a reenactment that we did several days ago. Because again, we're basically the 60 minutes of Compound Media.
Several days ago.
I think the tape did come out, but.
We were best friends, and it just happened. She's going to hate me for this because she is all posh in her country house and her husband. But it's a fact. It just happened, and we just giggled at it, and that was it. She has great boobs.
This is a bombshell, a Spice Girls bombshell. You've never met this before, have you? People are going to be
fast. By the way, you see what I mean
yeah,
by your
and
coat
I have
choices
said it now,
sometimes?
All done. Yes. She's going to kill me. So is her husband. When Jerry gets asked that, which hopefully she will after this, she won't deny it because it was such a fun thing.
I guess we really break that out. Why is it I always look like more of a lesbian than you do when we do stuff like this?
Fun thing.
Now, Joanne, is that going to be in your reel, do you think?
It should.
Oh, it's already on there.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I don't have anything showcasing my Welsh accent. Yeah. Is she from Wales? Mm. Is Welsh a form of Wales?
Know. What is that?
They all have whale tail, mate. Yeah. Well, you actually should do this because I think there's part of the update involves you doing your accent again.
Oh, wait, really? Yeah. All right, so she's now walking back on her recent claim. I hate when that happens.
Stop walking back, girl!
It's
like that Jesse guy.
So it was during a Tuesday interview on a British radio show. She said that she didn't actually really admit anything. She said, because a lot of the headlines have been like, they had sex. Like, they...
Bumped cats.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You never bump a cat.
No.
I
agree.
I just admitted we had a little bit of a thing back in the day at one time, and that's it, she said.
That's decent.
It wasn't a big deal. We've known each other for 20 plus years. It was just one of those things that happened one night. She added, I didn't go into detail about it at all. If you actually read my transcript, because you know she went through that with a fine-tooth comb.
Mm-hmm.
I just said it was like a little thing, and we giggled about it the next day, and that's it.
Adorable.
It's the press who have taken it on to a whole new level.
They suck.
Fake news. Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I kind of agree with her. I thought she was just saying, like, We've all been there, haven't we? Where, you know, it's just us girls at a sleepover and we all just like make out a little bit.
Right, man's not around.
Well, it sounds- I did that for
all of our male viewers. No.
Thank you.
You know, it's I thought it was just, you know, they were curious and they had a cuddle session that developed into something more. Mm. But not like they had like,
scissored.
They set out for a sexcapade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They probably scissored though, right?
Well, when you're cuddling, legs get
yeah. That's what I mean.
Akimbo.
They pretzeled.
Yeah.
Akimbo.
I have a friend recently, a girl friend, that revealed that her and a friend of like 20 years had never done anything, never been any type of curious whatever, and they recently just decided to like try licking vaginas.
Talk about going from zero.
So I don't
to
know. 60. I think it's a girl. I don't know. It's obviously more comfortable
each other's
for.
Or...
Great question, Joe.
Good friends. No, I did.
Great question.
Yes, each other's.
Yeah, because I was going to say, how did that's how they each she just told you individual stories randomly about them?
Don't tell her.
They just phrased it as like, well, yeah, when you know we were just getting each other off. It was. And I was like, all right. I mean. Why wasn't I invited if it's just, that's not a sexual thing?
Do you think that was that's the next part of their plan? They're just trying to get you excited so then you'll join them?
In this case, no. But
you
I
wish.
See what you're saying.
Yeah.
Would you?
No, the one is an ex, to be honest. But the other one, I wouldn't. So.
Okay.
Why? Because she's black.
I don't want to. No, but she's black.
Ugh.
She's just not my type. That's all I will say.
Okay, because she's black.
No.
Rejecting your racism, I believe, Joshua. Mallory, I do find that women tend to be a little more sexually fluid than guys. Yeah. Okay, good. Continue.
I do. It's funny because
not Alicia, by the way.
I've recently been hit on by a lot of women, and
really?
I yes.
What do you mean, really? She's gorgeous. Of course, she has.
I just want her to continue.
Oh my god!
But no, I. In all honesty, like I guess I give off this like fancy lesbian vibe about me.
They're called thespians, but good.
Fancy lesbian. I've been told that's thespians. Fair enough. But yeah, this beautiful girl came up to me after a show, and she was just like, "Is it weird that I want to like do bad things to you?" And I was like, I'm so flattered.
Yeah. Again, why are they bad things?
Bad or whatever. I didn't want to necessarily say it. Can I say what she said? But I
yes, you can.
Oh, absolutely.
Say it.
This is not a children's
show. Say it.
So, I have a joke about some licking asshole, and a girl said to me, I'd like to lick your asshole. And I said, wow, thank you. I'm very flattered. thank you. But more importantly, I thought, what is she seeing in me that makes this beautiful woman want to, I mean, obviously, okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Also, like, what is she seeing in me that's, like, giving off that lesbian vibe? And I thought, women tend to, as we get a little older, and I think it's also maybe a little bit of a New York thing or maybe
hate
a city
men.
Thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I don't think it's a hate men thing. I think it's about, fair enough. I think it's more about, like, I want to experience more orgasmic
intimacy.
Thank you. And I think
that
a lot of
men
aren't necessarily always willing to do that. And I think that a woman to woman action, God, like you speaking with your friend, I think is something that they want to explore.
I think women have the right idea on this.
Yeah.
I think women need to get with women and men need to get with men. And we all just need to figure it out. You know, we're just like work towards that goal.
Strategy.
You're certainly helping
Fuck
the population
yeah.
problem.
I think
with
that's
that,
brilliant.
Idea.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with ending the population.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
Who cares? There's so many people.
I am all for this. Either way, I'm doing my due diligence by not doing. Unbelievably, our time has ended. Guys, it's always a good sign when we get to two stories and the show goes by this quickly. But before we send you on your merry way, let's go down through the table. Give us any other plugs, promotions, prescriptions. I just want some free drugs.
Mm. Oh, me?
Where can we see you wrestle next?
yes.
Well, I will be cuddling this big bear in Plymouth, Pennsylvania. I don't know. I actually don't know dates right now, but Comedy Cellar, check my social media. I will post about it.
Someone's addicted.
Give him some validation, y'all.
Mallory, what do you got?
And we're all adults here. $2 on iTunes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Buy that comedy album, you motherfuckers.
Yes. Yeah. Dope. Tonight I'm at Stand Up New York. I'm hosting, and I host a weekly show Saturday and Sundays at 6, happy hour show at the Grizzly Pear Comedy Club, and you can find me on social media posting more.
Nice.
Yeah. We will do that, and please join us again. We want to make you a regular.
Go to joshuamccarroll.com. Lots of goings on, ongoings. That's not a real website.
I was going to say, there's got to have been another Joshua McCarroll.
But you could go to my social media.
Ongoing.
You could go to my social media, except for Facebook, because it deactivated it. So Instagram.
Baby steps.
There's not a lot going on there either.
And
but maybe there could be.
And you got rid of Grindr, too. I think that's a good thing.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did. But the bar across my street, Dive 75.
I enjoy that bar.
Has beer as cold as your ex's heart.
Wait, why are you giving them a free
they
plug?
They just say, I don't know. I live across the street. It's good that, you know, the community stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand who
rent
you are.
Rent is going up.
Rent is, so is my maintenance.
Guys, unfortunately, we go to this creature on my left.
Oh my God, my shirt matches my graphic today.
Yay!
Oh, he does!
Yeah.
Wow.
More you, Joe.
Oh, no.
That was Joe's stomach.
Stomach noises. After eating dairy. I just want to say that you guys can always tune in here because while the rest of the world is covering the Jussie Smollett case, or now lack thereof, we covered the real issues, like girl on girl and guy on guy.
You're welcome.
Oh, Rainbow. And in about an hour, half an hour, repeating history. Little test show on Compound Media. Me, Lauren Savant. First guest is Colin Quinn. I repeat, Colin Quinn. Should be fun.